today on Family Talk.
Well, welcome everyone to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Roger Marsh, the voice of Family Talk, filling in for Dr. Dobson today. 1 Peter 3:15 says that we should be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks, to give the reason for the hope that we have. On today's broadcast, we're going to look to tackle some of the big questions Christians are asked about the Bible. And we're going to do so with two contributors of a new documentary film entitled The God Who Speaks. Here in the studio is Tim Wildman, the president of AFA and AFR, and also M.D. Perkins, the producer and director of this brand new movie, The God Who Speaks. Welcome to our studios here at Family Talk today.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
This is a project that is going to really just highlight the power and the influence and the resiliency of God's Word, and I can't think of two better guys to bring it to us. Michael M.D. Perkins is a producer and director with American Family Studios, the film and video branch of the American Family Association. He's been a contributing producer on documentaries, video curriculums, and feature films, and he brings a very, very rich background living in Tupelo, Mississippi with his wife Betsy, and the two have been married for 15 years. And have two little girls, Evangeline and Gwendolyn. Tim Wildman is the president of the American Family Association and also its radio branch, which is American Family Radio. Graduated from Mississippi State University with a degree in journalism and now hosts the daily radio program on AFR called Today's Issues, which reports on political and social news affecting the country. Also joining us in the studio is Brian McNulty, the Vice President of Broadcast Media Services here at Family Talk. Brian has an extensive background also working in the film industry and documentary films, and that's what we're talking about today, a documentary film. Gentlemen, let's talk about this project. What was the impetus? What was the reasoning behind saying we need to make a project like this right now?
Well, if you look out in the broader culture, I think it's pretty clear that the fundamental notions of truth are being questioned at every corner. And really, when you look in terms of the church and you ask Christians, how do you understand the truth? How do you know that the Bible is true? You'll find a lot of conflicting viewpoints and maybe a lot of confusion. And so we really felt like this was a time where we really needed to make a clear statement about the reality, the truth of God's Word. And to do it in such a way that was going to be appealing to younger audiences in this generation.
Tim, for those who aren't familiar with the American Family Association, let's talk a little bit about the purpose of the organization, how it got started, and then how we got to the part where you're making films.
American Family Association started in 1977 by my dad, Don Wildman, and he's since retired or semi-retired. And so I'm now the president of the ministry. But our mission basically is to promote the Judeo-Christian value system in culture and in politics and in family life. And my dad's been personal friends with Dr. Dobson for decades and decades. And Dr. Dobson did a lot over the years to help promote our ministry. And we're grateful to him for that. And as far as this movie goes or this film goes, this documentary that MD was talking about here, he's exactly right. I mean, the Bible is under siege within and without the church. And I guess most concerning to me is within the church. I mean, that is really going on in our churches, in our seminaries, in our Bible colleges. The wrong people have infiltrated many of our institutions of influence within evangelical Christianity. And so our documentary does an outstanding job. I can say this because I didn't do it myself. I didn't personally have a hands-on part in this, except to encourage our guys and to sort of oversee it. But to defend the authority of the Bible was our goal and is our intention. And I think we accomplished this with this 90-minute documentary.
MD, how did you get involved in the project? We've heard about Tim and the background of AFA and that they know about their radio connections, but how now did you get to become a part of the team that said, we're going to make this
documentary? It was his idea.
Yeah?
That's how he got involved. I do give him credit. Wasn't it your concept?
It is, yeah. Yeah, so we had, of course, I've got an extensive background in independent filmmaking, and I ended up working with American Family Studios, of course, a division of American Family Association. So I'm a producer and filmmaker there. And at one point, my boss and I, Jeff Shambly, were really just talking about what is most needful right now in terms of big projects, something that we could really make a statement with. And it was just so clear to both of us that it was the Bible, something that really was intended to reinstill confidence in Christians in your ordinary people sitting in the pews that the Bible is the Word of God and should be treated as such. And so, you know, at some point we ended up pitching this idea to leadership and fleshing out an outline and some of the prospective contributors that could be a part of it and kind of the big scope of it. You know, it started out as a very big idea. I mean, you know, you're covering thousands of years of history and all sorts of technical information and data. And so figuring out how to condense all of that information into something that was manageable and accessible was the real task of this project.
And also, this documentary is easy to watch and easy to understand for the average person, Brian.
Well, I'm going to jump right in and say I had the pleasure of watching this film several times over the past few weeks, and I was so impressed with the pacing and the quality, mm-hmm. the cinematography, and the balance of voices and views. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was beautiful, and that isn't always the way documentary films turn out. It was beautiful in its tone and in its range, but also it kept moving, and that's hard to do with talking heads. So, MD, can you talk about the 2 years of production and the list of people involved?
So we began with an outline and trying to figure out what information are we going to cover over the course of this 90-minute, at that point we were even willing to go 2-hour documentary. And really I had to do a ton of research because I had a lot of preconceived ideas about maybe how the Bible was formed and how it came together. And that research process just really kind of shattered a lot of my own misunderstandings about the Bible. You know, you think you have the contours of something, you think you kind of understand. But once you actually start reading the books and you're reading the scholars and you're hearing the opposing arguments, that was a part of the process too, you start to realize really where this thing needs to go. And it was part of those opposing viewpoints that kind of led me into some of the avenues that we went with our questions to the contributors, because people have a lot of questions and there's a lot of confusion. And we wanted to be clear, and we wanted to say that, look, Christians can have actual, real, legitimate answers to these questions. We don't have to leave this to the skeptical scholar at Harvard University or whatever. We've got good, smart, intelligent men who've actually done the research, who are good scholars, and they're on our side. And they give evidence for the credibility and reliability of the Bible. And so the process of figuring out who those men were, and the women as well, was just to begin to look through who was already reading, who was already commenting on these things, who were people who had taken a stand for scriptural authority throughout the years, men like R.C. Sproul or Norm Geisler. I mean, you know, those guys, you already kind of recognize that when they speak on this issue, they've already lived in those battles in the 60s, mm-hmm. 70s, and 80s.
You have, at the start of the film, Alistair Begg, and he says, quote, "The Bible provides the only satisfying answer to the question, why do we exist?" So that is the fundamental basis on which you develop the platform for the conversation into culture. Am I right?
Yes. And, you know, we deal at American Family Association, and really the Christian church in America speaks oftentimes to moral issues of our time, right? Mm. You do this on Family Talk.
Yes.
That's
yes.
what Dr. Dobson, a lot of his life has spent speaking to moral issues. Well, if we're going to speak to moral issues, we have to have the answer to the question. The answer to the question on morality or questions comes from the Holy Scriptures. The Ten Commandments, for example, the mm-hmm. Sermon on the Mount. That's a lot of thou shalt and thou shalt nots right in there. And that's also a lot of, you know, answers to the questions of culture today. So when we take positions and take stances on things and say some are right, some are wrong, some's moral, immoral, we're getting our answer from the Bible. Well, the Bible, therefore, must be trusted to be true and accurate. And that's what MD and his team did with all these people you mentioned. You only mentioned a few of the sources that we have on there, the people that we have on there, R.C. Sproul and Norm Geisler and Alistair Begg and Dr. Frank Turek and many others. But we're so excited because in the film, The God Who Speaks, after you come away watching the video, I think you'll be more convinced that absolutely the Bible is true and you can trust it and the Christian can bank his or her life on it.
Today on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, a special conversation here in studio about a brand new documentary called The God Who Speaks. And joining us for this conversation are the men behind this project, producer and director M.D. Perkins, and also Tim Wildman with the American Family Association. I'm Roger Marsh, along with Brian McNulty from the Family Talk team here. By the way, the movie is available February the 1st, and you can find more information by going to thegodwhospeaks.org. That's thegodwhospeaks.org.
Thanks, Roger. I want to jump right back in. The DVD box cover is beautiful. It simply says, The God Who Speaks, Tracing the Evidence for Biblical Authority. The God Who Speaks combines interviews with some of the most respected apologists, scholars, and pastors in the evangelical world, answering common objections to biblical reliability and the Bible's formation. And this documentary challenges the church to live as if God truly does speak. So, in the film, Christian author and apologist Frank Turek says, "These answers, you cannot get them from nature or science. The study of the Word of God is the study of God Himself." Now, I mentioned earlier, that's a daunting task to say, I'm going to study God. Who are we to ask that question? But it gets us into the realm of a relationship now, doesn't it?
It does. And amazingly, God is the one who has initiated this conversation. And that's why we have the scriptures at all, is because God has chosen to condescend to us. We wouldn't know anything about God had He not spoken to us. We have the limitations of our own reason. We can see some things in nature, and we can understand some things based on our own morality and moral principles. There must be a moral lawgiver behind all these things. So we can understand some basic things like that, but we can't understand our need for Christ. We can't understand the totality and the wretchedness of our own sin, and we don't understand the need for a Redeemer or even what a Redeemer actually does for us. And of course, all the realities of how you live in reconciled fellowship with this God who created us. And that's what the Bible's really about. It's about bringing us back to God and revealing God to us.
One of the questions that I appreciated in this movie that's asked, there's kind of a voiceover that carries us through the documentary, and one of the questions that's asked early on in the film is, if God wrote a book, would it be a history book? And I know there are a lot of people who look at the Bible now and say, it's thousands of years old. Maybe it's a history of Jesus when he walked the earth or the prophets or things like that, but it's not applicable today. Guys, to both of you, how does the documentary, The God Who Speaks, address that common misconception that people outside the church often have?
Well, it is a common misconception that all the Bible really is it's a collection of historical data. It's really just a reflection of how an ancient people viewed God, viewed religion, viewed morality, and really we just view it with that kind of lens, whereas the Bible never claims that about itself. It is a history book, but it's more than that. It's actually interpreted history. It's history through a very particular lens that tells us about who God is and morality. And so there's all of the ethical questions of the Bible are kind of embedded within that historical narrative. And you know, if you lose the history, you actually lose the theology. So when people say those kinds of things, they're always diminishing the scriptures, and they always have a tendency then to depart from the scriptures. And that's one of the great tragedies that we see in our day, and it's one of the great things that we're confident that the film addresses.
As I mentioned, we live in a culture today that's so skeptical of religion in general, and everybody's opposed to organized religion now. That's the phrase that they use. Oh, I'm opposed to organized religion, but I'm a spiritual person. Of course, that's rarely defined what that means. But what people resist, what we're seeing resisted in popular culture, especially in America today, and when they say they're against organized religion, that is to say, I don't want anybody telling me how to live. And if you have to deal with God, and He is real, and He speaks, and He has things to say on how shall we then live, to borrow from Francis Schaeffer, then you know, that changes everything. So what we're trying to do with this film is, well, a lot of things, but certainly support the Christian who has to engage with the culture out there who is mocking, who is skeptical, and maybe they want to know something about the Bible and whether it can be trusted or not to be historically accurate. and to be theologically accurate. That's what we address in this DVD. I think you got to watch it, as Brian did, three or four times. And I think once you watch it, you'll want to watch it three or four times.
Oh yeah. I popped it in, and at any point, if you're doing things, you can take as much as you can at that time, come back to it. It all plays and stands alone at any section of the film, so don't be afraid to jump around or pop it in and out and share it with your kids. I wanted to ask both of you, Tim and MD, what was the target demographic for this film? What's the age range for viewers? How young can a person be and still grasp this film?
We built this film specifically for an evangelical audience. We weren't making this necessarily for the skeptical world. Of course, skeptics are free to watch it and engage with the arguments that are laid out there. But we made this specifically for Christians with the hope that this will build your confidence in the Scriptures. So as you are bombarded with questions or even just your own individual internal questions about, well, this book is really old and there are a lot of things that we don't know because we're so far removed from the history. So how do I answer some of those questions? Well, this documentary is intended to give you those answers and to give you even more a sense of confidence that you can trust the Scriptures and that there are answers out there to those questions and that you don't have to be left in this kind of wishy-washy world of not really being certain about what you believe or why. And I believe that this film can appeal to a younger audience, you know, as young as 10 or 12. I believe that you can, a young child can engage with the things that are going on here and can understand something about the importance behind all of this. And at least the younger audience can be faced with the realities that evangelicals have people on our side too. And we have scholars who are able to answer these objections and that you don't have to check your brain at the door to become a Christian.
In the film, The God Who Speaks, Al Mohler is one of the experts who's interviewed, and he says, in essence, when Scripture speaks, then God speaks. So isn't it important to keep the conversation going? That's a big theme in the movie, The God Who Speaks, isn't it?
It is, and it's important for us to remember that even our language is something that is given to us by God, the ability to communicate our thoughts and feelings and ideas with one another. I mean, this is something that, you know, scientists believe at certain parts in the animal kingdom, maybe there's some communication going on. But when it comes to the clearest way to articulate the mind, what do you have but words? And God has given us the ability to communicate in language so that we can communicate to each other. He can communicate to us and we can communicate to Him. It's important for us to realize that all of that is part of God's gracious and glorious design. The film is called The God Who Speaks, and that's very specific language because everyone has some notion of God. Even if you're an atheist, you have a notion of God. And we're defining a very specific God. We're defining the God of the Bible, the God who has spoken to us through the Scriptures. This is a God who is holy, who is righteous, who is loving and merciful, and all of those aspects of His character are laid out and displayed in His Word. And so we want to be very clear about that, and that's important for us to understand that when we talk about God, we can't talk in generalities. We have to talk in specifics because God has defined Himself very specifically.
We've seen a number of movies that have been billed as documentaries, and I use air quotes here, documentaries that have come from the mainstream side of the equation that really have an agenda and they kind of present it in documentary form, but they already know what the end result is going to be. Obviously, the thing that is so appealing to me about The God Who Speaks is the fact that even though you know the subject matter and you know it well, I'm sure there was something that you learned along the way of making this documentary that was kind of a new mercy that God showed each of you about the Bible and its importance. Tim, MD, what did you guys learn through making this documentary?
Well, for me, the big aha moment was really in the research. It was sitting down, reading through these books, listening to lectures that these scholars had given, and realizing that there were a lot of things that I really didn't know. I thought I knew, but I really didn't know. And it reinforced my own confidence in the Scriptures. I felt very confident that the Bible was the Word of God. I've been a Christian for many years in a Bible-believing church and very carefully taught. And yet there were so many gaps in my own thinking. And just in the process of researching this, I realized that there are answers to these questions, that they aren't unreachable. And it was a great privilege for me to have the opportunity to really get a fuller sense of church history and how all of these things kind of fit on that timeline.
You know, I've read a lot of religious works through my life, and trying to understand other religions and why they think the way they do. why they believe the way they do, what is it that they believe. And Christianity is the only one that makes any sense, quite frankly. I'm talking about logically makes any sense. That way you can start in Genesis and read through the Bible, and you get the idea. This is God. He's dealing with his people. Who are his people? They're the Hebrews or the Jews. And he takes, you know, you follow his story in Israel, and God speaks. All throughout the Old Testament, God speaks through the prophets, or he speaks himself to Moses, for example. So God speaks. Then God speaks through Jesus Christ in the New Testament, but it's continuing a consistent message of God's relationship to man, first to the Jews, then to all people. It expanded to all people with the New Covenant. And so it makes sense all the way from Genesis to Revelation. So what we do in the documentary is we just sort of explain how this makes sense and how this came to be. And these scholars that we interview on the DVD, they are people who speak, yes, they're scholars and they're teachers and they're greatly educated people, but they don't use $5 words on here that, you know, you have to look up to find out what they're talking about. They speak in common man's vernacular.
I found the film to be very accessible, right. Very enjoyable. It's out. It's out now. Get it. Go to the American Family Association website or go to thegodwhospeaks.org. Is the Bible really the Word of God? That is the question that's addressed in the film. It's an amazing film. Roger and I have watched it. Dr. and Mrs. Dobson are screening it this weekend. Thank you for the advance copy. Mm-hmm. We encourage everyone out there to get a copy, share it with your friends, start a conversation. It'll certainly do that because your film provides answers. It doesn't just throw out questions. That said, it's two discs in the package, nearly 2 hours of bonus content. There are deleted scenes covering such topics as the Dead Sea Scrolls, why are translations different? We touched on that today. Slavery in the Bible, extended interviews with some of our favorites here on Family Talk. Scholars like R.C. Sproul, Alistair Begg, Alex McFarlane. So many friends of our ministry and yours are on this. Congratulations on making such a film.
Thank you. It's been a tremendous honor and pleasure to work on this project. And we're happy to finally release this to an audience and to start allowing people to engage with what we've made.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to be on Dr. Dobson's Family Talk program. You guys have stood for the Bible and for truth and for the issues that matter to our country for decades, and we appreciate it.
We look forward to more collaboration, and God bless you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed today's broadcast and have developed a deeper appreciation for God's Word. If you'd like to watch the documentary we've been talking about, The God Who Speaks, head to today's broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org. There you'll find a link for the film's website where you can watch or purchase The God Who Speaks. And on our website, you can also learn more about our partners at the American Family Association and what they are doing to further the name of Christ. You'll find all of this at drjamesdobson.org. While you're online, jump over to Family Talk's Facebook page and follow the conversations going on there about this show. Go to facebook.com and search for Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. On top of catching up on our latest shows, you can also read any of our engaging and helpful material that we have there as well. So hurry over to facebook.com and like our page when you search for Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Finally, won't you consider making a contribution to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk? We are completely listener-supported and rely on God through your tax-deductible financial gifts. If you're able to help us continue in the fight for the institution of the family, there are a few ways you can contribute. You can make your donation securely online at drjamesdobson.org. You can make your donation over the phone when you call toll-free at 877-732-6825. Again, the toll-free number is 877-732-6825. Thanks so much for your prayers and your continued financial support of this ministry. I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening today. Be sure to join us again next time. You'll hear a fantastic interview Dr. Dobson did with Dr. Joe White about his passion to encourage and empower the next generation. That's coming up next time on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Clinton. Thanks for listening to Family Talk. You going through a tough time right now? Deep waters, financial trouble, relationship issues, and more? We're here to help you. We'd love to talk with you. You can call us right now, toll-free, 877-732-6825. Again, you can call us right now, toll-free, 877-732-6825, or you can connect with us on our website at drjamesdobson.org. There's always hope, and we're here for you. Call us right now, 877-732-6825.